From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news update. Former Senator Mark Begich says he will not enter the U.S. Senate race this year in the contest for Senator Lisa Murkowski's seat.
I will tell you, it's a tough decision, has been a tough decision over this last week especially. Yeah. And I just don't, you know, I feel like it's not the right time for me and my family.
Begich spoke to Rick Rydell on 650 Kenai this morning. He says supporters asked him to consider running a write-in campaign after Joe Miller unexpectedly joined the ballot this month in the Libertarian slot. Begich, though, did offer some observations on the race. He says it won't be a replay of the 2010 Murkowski-Miller brawl.
Joe has a much more controlled, presentation. He's not like he was 6 years ago. I think that election gave him a lot to think about.
Begich says it's Murkowski's race to lose, but he's predicting a low turnout. Begich says that would favor Miller. On the other hand, he said voters might opt for one of the lesser-known candidates in the race, Independent Margaret Stock or Democrat Ray Metcalf.
I think here's what may happen. People may, like in the Clinton-Trump race, say, okay, I'm not sure I like either one. I'm going to vote for somebody different.
Begich was noncommittal on whether he plans to run for governor in 2 years, and he acknowledged there's speculation he might become Interior Secretary if Hillary Clinton wins the presidency. U.S. Representative Don Young has sent a letter to the House clerk updating financial disclosure statements to reflect his ownership in a family farm starting in 1992 and income from oil and gas leases. Young's office previously announced that it intended to make the changes. In May, Young asked that his filings be updated to reflect a one-third interest in the farm from 1995 to 2014. Spokesman Matt Shukro later said the date of Young's inheritance needed to be revised, citing a clerical error. Young sent the letter to the clerk Wednesday, dating his inheritance to 1992. In Anchorage, police trying to resolve a standoff are dealing with a second standoff in East Anchorage. A man suspected of assaulting his partner early Thursday barricaded himself inside a home off Dowling Road near Lake Otis Parkway. Police at 3:30 a.m. received a call from a woman who said her adult daughter had been assaulted and threatened. The younger woman was at first prevented from leaving, but escaped. Police say the man is likely armed and may be on drugs. Police have obtained a warrant for his arrest. The other standoff began Wednesday. Workers trimming trees for a power company reported a man stepping out of his home, ordered them away, and fired shots. Police attempted to deploy gas to force him out, but report more shots fired. The state's top oil and gas regulator is stepping down. Corey Feige emailed colleagues Tuesday saying her last day is October 3rd. Feige didn't return a voicemail seeking comment, but in that email, she says the decision will allow her to spend more time with family. It's the latest in a series of high-profile officials leaving Governor Bill Walker's oil and gas team. Former Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Mark Myers retired in February, followed by Acting Commissioner Marty Rutherford, who resigned in June. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom.